Hi, this is Phil Price from philprice.com with two L's. This is another daily audio brew talking about the photo that I published last night. In this case, it was a photo of the old Royal Naval College at Greenwich from a photo walk back in. It was on the last day of BST last year, so it would have been sometime in October, when the day before the clocks went back, part of a London Flickr meetups meetup. I'm stood on the meridian line here, even though the GPS data's slightly time averaged out, so it says I'm about 20 seconds, however far that is in meters away from where I am. But I'm looking at the I'm stood on the edge of the I'm stood on the edge of the western east hemispheres, looking east at the dome there. This has been sat around in my Lightroom catalogue since then. I could tell there was something to the photo, but I couldn't exactly figure out exactly what I wanted to do with it until last night. Used a split tone. The sky was gorgeous. I knew the sky would be brilliant, but it was just too blue. So I thought I'd take it back into kind of like a Turner painting or something like that from however many years ago. So it's split toned. In fact, I did six versions of this, believe it or not, which I've still got. And if you were quick last night, you'd have realised that I actually uploaded all six by accident. So there's some with the slightly redder tints, some with the no tone on the building at all. It's in effect an HDR shot because the sky has been brought better down. It's been dodged or burnt, whichever the way. It's been darkened by a stop, so keep the building nice and bright. it's got an orange highlight split tone and a blue, a very low, very lightly saturated blue, deep shadow, that's the word I'm looking for, split tone on it. And then the clarity of the building was increased to make it that the way it looks at the moment. I'm very pleased with it, I hope you are too. I think it was taken with, I've got it in front of me for a change, so I can check. It was taken with the kit lens, believe it or not, at 25mm on my 400D. That's pretty impressive. I thought from the quality of it, I thought it was with my 50, but I didn't have it back then, so it can't be. So yeah, just shows to show that you don't need to have brilliant equipment to take a good photo. Obviously, the composition helps, but it's all in the eye, really. So there you go. I'm not here over the weekend, so it's unlikely you'll get an audio boo until Thursday, although I'll still be posting photos. If there's access by phone or by 3G, I will obviously post, but if I don't speak to you before Thursday, then have a good long bank holiday weekend. Thanks, bye. Ooh, actually I forgot to ask if anyone's listening to this, so please go on to philprice.com and leave a comment, or comment on the audio boo, or on Twitter or something, and tell me if there's anything else you want me to speak about. I'll probably take this and make it into a proper thing I do every day as a podcast, properly, rather than an audio boo, if people are listening, so please let me know. Thanks, bye.